This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Hello, boys and girls.
I don't understand what's going on here.
Excuse me, Mr. DJ.
Keep this frequency clear.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get to the real thing.
And good morning. The real thing is JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, and it is Tuesday, April 30th, final day of April. As we get ready, tomorrow's going to be May.
It's going to be May.
That's Coriel. Good morning. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Nick, good morning.
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, a little bit of a rainy start today with some storms popping up and chance of that a little bit later on today.
It's a big lightning bolt.
Yeah, on the way in.
When I pulled in here, yeah.
Nice.
I think I could speak for all the young kids around town that want to play some baseball today. Let's not have it rain all day, okay? Come on, people.
Yeah, it's supposed to stop here.
Got some ball players that want to be playing some ball today.
Exactly. Get outside and do something versus being stuck inside.
Gosh, yesterday was beautiful.
It was really nice.
It was a great day. How was your experience hanging on the interstate?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I'm not talking about my experience at the pre-party because I couldn't even make it.
Did you turn around?
I honestly, it's just going to make me mad again.
Okay. I won't talk about it then.
Here, but JP, talk to me about what happened to her.
I want everyone to be okay, obviously, because you can never foresee this happening. But there were accidents everywhere, all along I-80. I don't know what the deal was. It was just like multiple car ones. I mean,
was it something you caused or what?
No, you'd think. But it felt like a cosmic joke because at every turn, every route that I tried to take, even backtracking and going out of my way and all this stuff. Yeah. So, I don't want to make that about me because there were accidents and I'm sure that was one of the worst days of some people's lives. But the one heading into Omaha by the exchange where you can either go downtown or like take L Street or like North Omaha.
That's a messy place.
Back there, the whole thing in multiple directions up at one point. Where it was like a gridlock. I mean, you just weren't moving.
If
I would have stayed in that, I would have been in that for, I think, probably at least 90 minutes because I was in it for over 30 minutes and I had crawled maybe a quarter of a mile.
You had a lot of social media done while you were sitting in your car, though.
I did because I wasn't moving.
I'll tell you, having lived in Papillion for a long stage in my life and worked in Omaha and then driving to Council Bluffs from Lincoln for the railroad, Interstate 80 going through Omaha is one of the worst places on earth.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it is
and
just...
And this was even relatively early, because I know Zach Bryan was happening, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is at, like...
Yeah.
4:30?
I mean, it's 4:30, so, I mean, it starts to ramp up, and I understand that, you know? But, like, that was... Yeah. I think it was around 4:45 when I was texting, and I had already been in the traffic line for 15-20 minutes, and then it took North Omaha trying to reroute, and then every single route it was showing me, now there were, I mean, I could have made it through maybe, but now it was just plain old Omaha traffic on like West Dodge. And then there were multiple car accidents, like, as in each accident had multiple cars involved. Which way I went, and then just to backtrack, I mean, I called Rob and had a full-blown meltdown, God bless his soul.
Aww.
And then
he tried to help you. I saw the group chat.
Just turn around, like, I mean, just go home. But then
give up.
That was also
getting back,
fighting through the nail. So I went a weird way. I tried to go out by, like I'm going to UTAN or something. So I actually stopped by. A friend of mine had Venmo'd me money for a gas gift card to drop off at the Elkhorn, like, relief site.
Yeah.
With the tornado damage. So I just took...
Aw.
That, but I mean, it took me.
So you skipped the party?
I had to. I literally had to. I wouldn't have even made it there.
Do we believe this, JP?
When the party ended. Oh.
As mad as she is, her eyes right now,
hold
I can
on.
Tell.
When the party ended, I would not have even reached it.
Yeah.
Coriel's one of the biggest thespians I know. This is probably fake.
No, okay. This is legit.
Uh-huh.
Coriel.
Yep.
You can tell me. No one's listening.
Big faker.
Well, I do.
I actually did miss it because they were having a special at Night Before Lounge. I wanted to make
that sure a girl.
That's what
I see, I knew I'd get the truth out of you.
Well, I appreciate you giving me
a blueprint. I slept on a volleyball team.
For tonight, since I went to Greta Van Fleet last night with my son, that I'm going to go up and go host the pre-party, so I need to leave here at like 3.
Can you do an impression of Greta Van Fleet so people know what kind of music they sing?
Cannot. Well, Led Zeppelin. Think about Led Zeppelin. They are like the new version of Led Zeppelin.
Greta Van Fleet is cool.
They are cool. They're very cool. High and notes, that guy's great got rock band. Yeah, man.
Where was the show at? At PBA?
PBA, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
I didn't know that.
And we had no problem getting with traffic was great. My son and I went to Buzzard Billy's and had an awesome dinner together. We talked about music and hung out. He had some beverages because he's 21 now. And
dude, I'm so happy for you. You're living a good life right there, my friend.
And I didn't have to worry about being stuck in traffic or anything. It was great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. And then Coryell subbing for a volleyball
team. I mean, I'm going to try to go tonight because I couldn't make yesterday. And
okay. We're going to party together? You want to ride with me so we don't get stuck?
No.
Okay.
She said no.
I have like 1,000 things to do tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. So I have to be on, I'll be there. I have to be on my own time.
I'll be there, and if you make it, cool. If
but
not,
thank you. I appreciate that.
I completely understand.
Yeah, so we'll see how this goes. I can't imagine how many people were late yesterday. No. There's just no way.
Yeah. Well, thank you for giving everybody the peace of mind. You need to leave early, folks, to get up there for Zach Bryan and our pre-party, too.
Also, can I add
yes, please.
That I even left at a decent time from Lincoln.
What time's a decent time from Lincoln?
Well, should be there around like 4:45-ish.
Okay.
I left at like 3:45.
Hold on. Hold on.
What?
Now you're trying to make me think you were trying to be early for the first time in 13 years of radio?
No, I never even said I was trying to be early.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I never said I was trying to be early.
What time did the pre-party start?
Like 4:30, but it was supposed to start at 5, and that was the last minute change.
She left at 4:15. I don't believe for a second.
No, I said 3:45.
I don't.
Did you get stuck in traffic here before you even got out?
Yes, I even sent. Look at the text messages.
I forgot.
84th Street, there was an accident or something. 84th and Adams. I was on for rare occasion, single lane traffic on 84th Street trying to leave town.
Can you believe this?
This is what happens when you start lying, get caught in a lie, then you lie more.
I'm not lying.
And then you're like, but I was going to be early this time.
The pre-party was supposed to start at 5. I had prior arrangements, and then it changed to 4:30. So, I can only do what I can do.
She can only do what she can do.
Drove me.
We'll try
expletive
tonight.
Expletive nuts.
If you get stuck in traffic, just stick your head out and say, "I'm Corey. I'm trying to get."
Stuck in traffic, I'm just laying down this time.
Okay, let's
just find a good spot on the road.
Let's get going with today's show.
With JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
All right, we're going to help maybe solve a relationship with Andrea today at the Denver Dump 'Em at 7:20. We'll get to JP Mix's guest, your biggest mistakes at work, and how I'm going to stop using the word YOLO because I have a new one to use.
Oh, Lord.
That and more with an idiot on the way next.
Stagecoach wraps full of surprises. First look at ACM performers, and Willie Nelson celebrates with a song.
You in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coryell has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. Indio, California played host over the weekend to one of the biggest country festivals of the year, Stagecoach. The 3-day event had a veritable who's who of country stars appearing, with many of them planning surprises for the fans in the audience. And I know that this happens a lot at Stagecoach, but this just seems like a full crazy year of surprise after surprise after surprise. Well, some of the big names in general playing the festival: Jelly Roll, Eric Church, L. King, Dwight Yoakam, Haley Witters, Miranda Lambert, Post Malone, Willie Nelson, Morgan Wallen, Hardy, Bailey Zimmerman. Non-country performers include like Nickelback, The Beach Boys, Wiz Khalifa. There are plenty of other country names on that list too, but I'm not going to go into it. We'll be here all day. The party was definitely on, but one thing you can definitely count on is, you know, those surprises with this kind of lineup, and specifically this year, they just ramped it up, it seems like. A lot of the performers had a little something up their sleeve, whether it was like Miranda Lambert, who brought out Reba McEntire, or Jelly Roll going back to his hip hop roots with his guest T-Pain.
Wow.
Also the head scratcher we told you about yesterday, Eric Church, skipping the hits just to play like a 75-minute acoustic set accompanied by a gospel choir. Other surprises that people loved, and I saw this headline and I went, no. Because I wish I could have seen this in person. Paul Kalfin was joined by Lana Del Rey. They did a performance of the Righteous Brothers classic Unchained Melody.
Nice.
Yes. Also, in the Jelly Roll side of things, I know that he brought out T-Pain, but Nickelback brought out Jelly Roll on one of the side stages to perform their hit Rockstar.
Very cool.
And then also joining the Canadian rock band was Hardy to perform his song Sold Out. Post Malone, who was there too, he had Brad Paisley join him on a medley of 90s country hits. There were definitely other little surprises and stuff.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's chock full. And then I think there's even still some that haven't quite been nailed down yet, because day three was Sunday night. And yeah, it looks like we might, I think Morgan Wallen had a surprise. Anyways, I'll let you know tomorrow if that's the case.
All right.
The first round of performers for the upcoming 59th annual ACM Awards was announced. Big names are playing the big night. Jason Aldean, Kane Brown, Jelly Roll, Cody Johnson, Miranda Lambert, Thomas Rhett, Chris Stapleton, and Lainey Wilson. Reba McEntire once again returns as the host for the festivities. It'll air on Thursday, May 16th. And if I remember right, she holds the record now for the most times solo hosting the ACM Awards.
Yep, she's the best.
She's Reba. Happy birthday to the legend Willie Nelson. It was his 91st birthday yesterday, but we got the presents that we want to show you today, or play for you today. The Icon released a song, Made in Texas, the second advanced track from his upcoming studio album, The Border.
Oh, wow. Lone Star Beer and Stetson Hats, and in Ernest Tubb we trust. You can always tell Texan. Oh, but you can't tell him much. It's the biggest little place in the USA. Everybody knows I'm here to stay. It's home sweet home, and I'm proud to say that I was made in Texas. He is adorable.
He sounds great for turning 91.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, he just does. This album, by the way, this upcoming one, is Nelson's 152nd album.
That's impressive.
It comes out May 31st, because back in the day, they used to put out like 1,000 albums a year. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how that goes. But 152nd, oh, my Atlanta. That's a Nitty Gritty for Music City. I'm Corey L with Kix 96.9.
What is good in your world? Let us know. Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969. You too can be a part of the show. Corey L, what's your good thing today?
My good thing is something so awesome that happened during the Kix pre-party yesterday. Now, I know I didn't get to make it because I was stuck in traffic, but Rob and Hannah and everyone relayed the message, and this was really cool. So at the pre-party, it was sweet that Dwayne Bryan came to hang out. That's Zach Bryan's dad. And that last minute got to throw in Tyler Anthony, local act from Gretna. Yeah. That's already cool enough. But I guess at the end, Dwayne auctioned off Tyler Anthony's set list to raise money for some, you know, tornado relief funds, wherever that may go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even really knowing anything, like, where exactly to put it. Just wanted to be like, let's make the money and then figure it out. So that's honestly a really awesome way to attack that. So we auctioned off the set list. And thank you so much to Terry, who donated. Terry, also shout out to Brooke, her daughter. They donated big time. Also, I believe Kyle had donated some, and then there was a fistful of cash that Rob was handed. So other people even just jumped in to donate also. But thank you, everybody, who made that impromptu moment so special. And shout out again, Terry. Thank you so much for your donation. And that will be donated later on this week. Got in contact with Omaha Rapid Response, and there are ways for that money to help directly for cleanup and things, and to aid families that are displaced. So the amazing. Absolutely love the Kix crew. And then also on that note, a huge shout out to Megan, who had messaged the page. She had said some kind words regarding the coverage, and it was just very sweet. So
super sweet.
So nice. thank you to Megan, and we're happy that our wall to wall can help you and your family. And that's also just goes to show that it's very, very important to heed those severe thunderstorm warnings.
Absolutely. Nick, your good thing.
My good thing. So last night, the WWE was in Kansas City. And at the beginning of the show, they had Trey Smith, who plays guard for the Chiefs, and then Creed Humphrey, who's their center, came walking out with a whole bunch of first responders from that tragic shooting that happened during the Chiefs parade. And the little boy that was scared, that was hiding with Trey Smith, that Trey gave him his WWE championship belt, got to run out and tell everybody that, hey, this is Raw, and start the whole event. And it was really neat because this kid then gets hoisted up onto the player's shoulders and he's standing in the ring and everybody down there is cheering for him. And it was just a really cool scene that they had down there. And I'm glad that the little kid, instead of, you know, being traumatized from a horrible event, they've kind of found a way to make it so that it was something that's, you know, building him up and making it powerful for him. So that's very cool.
That's
very
awesome.
Cool.
So cool. Hey, the video you put up on Twitter was just really, really neat. That's just awesome. I got a chance to be a part of celebrating the birthday of one of our favorite stations in our building, one of our sister stations, 104.1 The Blaze, celebrated their 35th birthday yesterday with birthday bash with Greta Van Fleet down at Pinnacle Bank Arena. That was
very
their big
cool
birthday bash show. And had a chance to go to the arcade bar, which is always a good time. Adults, if you get a chance to go to the arcade bar, I highly recommend it. It's a lot of fun. But just wanted to shout out our buddies, Animal and Sparky. They're the ones who keep the gears going with 104.1 The Blaze. They work really hard to keep everything going and creating awesome moments and just great rock music if you like that stuff. And then also shout out to Meta and Pastor Ron and Nate Nation and all those guys that work behind the scenes and help out with their other shows. It just was cool to celebrate their birthday yesterday.
That's awesome. A little bit of love for the building there.
You had your hand up. You wanted
I can't remember if I said this or not, but you guys raised $835 for the set list auction.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes. I can't remember if I said the total or not, which is, that's a pricey set list.
That's a great set list.
Yep.
We love doing good.
Surf the web, I text, LOL, laugh out loud, OMG, oh my God, WTF, why the face?
I'm going to help you, especially if you're over 50 and use any of these terms. Mm. I don't want you to look choogy.
Yeah, choogy.
You know, it's choogy.
The opposite of cool. So I'm going to help you out because there's new words. Instead of using YOLO and LMFAO, there's other ways to express yourself nowadays.
Oh, really?
Aren't you due to come up with your own that becomes a massive craze? Like what was the word you invented?
Awesome sauce.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, back in the day, I invented awesome sauce.
You invented awesome sauce?
He was the one who originated awesome sauce.
You originally invented awesome sauce.
Do you remember what the situation was?
Like, when you first were like, awesome sauce?
There was a mix of, like, ketchup and something else, and you go, oh my God, that's awesome sauce. And somebody's like, hey, that should be a word.
Yeah, and you're like, better yet, it should be a phrase.
And I should have gotten it with the circle and the little TM in the circle, trademarked it.
Oh, but I don't think you can trademark that stuff. It's
trademark
like a cultural phenomenon.
You can trademark a word.
Can you trademark cultural phenomenons?
I mean, you can.
I think at some point, in some ways.
People are claiming all kinds of stuff. All right, well, I've got some new ones for you, including stop using cray for crazy people.
Okay.
Now you use DeLulu.
Yeah, it's DeLulu.
Which means?
Delusional.
Very good. Never say, give me the 411. No one under 40 even knows that that number even exists and what it means.
Oh, no, I just saw that the other day.
Oh, Coriel.
It's what's the tea or spill the tea now
versus the tea.
411. Because like, people are like, 411, what does that mean?
I usually say it unironically. So that makes you feel a little better. No, I say it ironically.
Ironically.
Nice, okay.
Don't call things gross, call them ick.
Yeah, that's one that everybody says.
Stop calling things fire. It's already lame. Lit is back in style again.
Lit is back.
Wow.
Okay.
Lit is back.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I think slaps is still a thing.
I like to say
don't
fire
shorten
still.
The word great by spelling it G-R-A. Just say that slaps. Like you said.
Oh, okay.
That slaps. Isn't the whole reason saying like G-R-A to just abbreviate something? So why would you then want to type out that slaps?
Because it means more now.
Because great is... obsolete now.
Oh, is it?
And also, whoever, I mean, I guess I know who, it's old folks.
The olds?
The dude, G-R-8, that or you were in middle school at the time for like 2 seconds.
Don't say diss, say clap back.
Yeah, okay.
Stop using R-O-F-L, which is rolling on the floor laughing, instead just send that skull emoji. Because it's so funny, you just died laughing.
You're dead.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Instead of LMFAO, you write IJBOL in short. That means I just burst out laughing.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Instead of KK, it's bet.
Does that group, the group LMFAO, do they have to change their name?
I think they do. Legally.
Are they now
legally,
the other one?
For sure.
Interesting.
And Party Rock is now IJBOL.
Yeah.
But the big one is YOLO. And instead of using YOLO, now you're going to use Diff Tip.
Oh, do it for the plot.
There you go.
Do it for the what?
Do it for the plot.
Do it for the plot.
The plot.
You're the main character in your life, so don't avoid things. Do it. Do what it takes to move the story along.
It's basically, if you are DeLulu, you will choose these crazy situations that do not slap, but you can get away with it because you're doing it for the plot.
There you go.
Man, Coriel, that's the oldest I've ever heard you sound right there.
Well, she had to break it down for the old.
No, I get it.
Also, I am not in this category. I'm an old.
So I'm officially retiring YOLO. It's Diff Tip in 2024.
I
don't know that you say it like that. I mean, YOLO, only really worked because you can say it easily.
Yeah. Diff Tip is easy to say.
You can Diff Tip?
It sounds dirty. I'll be honest with you.
Diff Tip.
Diff Tip in 2024.
Yeah, but you're like YOLO, like that rolls off your tongue. Diff Tip sounds like something you get if you go into
it. Sounds so old.
It does. Like something you get when you're at the Ozarks room too long or something.
When you're in the Ozarks swimming in Party Cove,
you get Diff Tip.
You get a horrible case of Diff Tip, and you gotta go get all sorts of stuff.
Shots.
Yeah, you don't want any Diff Tip.
IV,
trust me.
For getting the Diff Tip.
Yeah, poor JP. Where's JP been all week? Oh, he got a bad case of Diff Tip.
Oh my God, I love this.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Check this out. Here's what's trending online now.
Here on Kix 96.9.
And what's trending brought to you by Camping World of Lincoln.
3.
NBC Universal is preparing for the 2024 Summer Olympics by introducing another price increase.
Yeah, price gouges right as the Olympics come. Yay!
Starting mid-July, Peacock Premium will increase by $2, $7.99 monthly. And the ad-free option, the plus one, will increase by $3 to $13.99 monthly. New customers to Peacock will notice the increase on July 18th. Existing customers will see an increase on their bill in the next billing cycle in August. So that'll be awesome to see that money leave my bank account. Why not? Just increase everything. Goodness. Peacock ended its free tier last year. This is the second price increase in 2 years.
Well, I think we got some maybe football and basketball games coming up too. So
Once Peacock got a hold of like playoff games in the NFL, they were like, "All right, we got them now."
Yep, we got your hook, line, and sinker. Yep.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable, and I'm just ferocious.
He is the man, and it is official. The July 20th fight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, classified as a sanctioned professional fight by the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulations. And
at least that means maybe in theory he's not going to throw the fight.
Yeah,
and it's
right?
like a real fight, go. I guess.
With that, the outcome of the fight will appear on each fighter's professional record. The contest will feature eight 2-minute rounds, and each fighter will be wearing 14-ounce gloves. Tyson is 57. And
hang on, it's how many rounds is this fight?
Eight 2-minute rounds.
Yeah. Huh.
Tyson is 57. His last win came in 2003 when he knocked out Clifford Atien. And the 31-year age gap between him and Paul, the largest in professional boxing history.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know, man. I worry about like Mike Tyson's Mike Tyson, right? Like he's a beast, but he's also up there in age. And like you have to think, getting punched in the face repeatedly, not good for a man his age. You know, like I don't know. It just does. I can't believe they sanctioned this. That's a shock to me.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what they come up with when it gets all down to it. But yeah, so they'll be officially fighting coming up, and that is on. I believe that's a Netflix fight.
It's
too.
A live one, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's yeah, it's live on Netflix.
Netflix Live, which is not something they've done before, so. We will be very interested to see what happens with that on July 20th.
One! So there were confirmed 9 tornadoes Friday in eastern Nebraska. Wow. Some that crossed into Iowa. 4 rated an EF3, 2 rated an EF2, and 3 rated an EF1. Initial eastern Nebraska tornadoes touched down, the initial tornadoes from eastern Nebraska, because there was stuff out in central and western Nebraska too.
Yeah,
but
they had some too.
As far as the eastern Nebraska tornadoes go, the first round of tornadoes first initially touched down in Lincoln, 84th and Havelock. Then it went on to damage parts of the Piedmontese warehouse and their vehicles. That's also what what took out Garner Industries. That was an EF3 rating, max winds of 158 miles per hour. Mm. That storm later produced another one, another tornado that ripped through Elkhorn, Bennington, Blair. EF3 was the rating for that one, max winds of 165 miles per hour.
Wow.
Another tornado touched down just around 5 o'clock or so at Epley Airfield. That's the one that took out some private airplanes and hangars and stuff. It quickly crossed the border into Iowa, rated an EF3. And then also there was even one outside of like Norfolk. It was considered a weak one at 107 miles per hour. But yeah, that's still crazy to be considered weak at 107. with that being said, the first round of severe weather days begins today, this afternoon slash evening, especially around that afternoon evening commute. There is a chance for large hail, damaging winds. A few tornadoes could be possible.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple chances for severe weather, though, over the next few days. This is just the first round. So make sure you keep an eye on the skies. Have a plan for weather. One of those is you can text the word warning to 402-258-2800. That opts you in for severe weather text alerts. Also, while we're on that note, I'd like to mention...
One A.
A listener and a friend reached out. They're unable to use their pair of tickets, so two tickets total, to Zach Bryan's concert tonight.
Mm.
Now, if you or someone you know has been displaced or has been damaged greatly, dealing with the damage by the string of tornadoes, for consideration, please message the Facebook page KX969. So we can hand off the information to this wonderful listener and friend, and we'll give you a little more details later on. You have till 10 a.m. If you or someone you know has been displaced or has been dealing with this damage and this heartache over the weekend, and
they
could use a night out to just act like everything's normal again.
Which is beautiful.
You know, to just put it out of your mind.
That's right.
Go see one of the best artists there has been in decades, in my opinion.
Truly.
There is a listener who is willing to donate this pair of tickets, two tickets total. So please message the page KX969. She's only holding them till 10 a.m. Make sure that you or someone you know gets the message, because this person really, really, really would love to treat you.
Okay.
So again, Facebook KX969, please message us.
And no lying on this.
No lying.
We'll be. I mean, as crummy as it is, like we'll need some type of proof, because unfortunately there are crummy people in this world. But yeah, if you're comfortable with sharing a little bit of proof, to share a part of the worst day of your life, we would love to pass along this message from a friend and listener.
Absolutely. There you go. That's what everybody's going to be talking about today.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Today's State of Birds album definitely falls into the something else category. We'll talk with Andrea next.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Hi. So tell us a little bit about you and Tanner and how you guys met up, how things have been going, and we'll see if we can try to help out.
Yeah.
So I actually met Tanner through an app, so I swiped right on him.
Okay.
And legit was like watching a movie, having wine with a friend. I made like a yum sound. And
oh, when you swiped on him?
Exactly.
Okay.
A yum sound? So,
like your friend heard you say yum as you were swiping on him?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, scrumptious. I sometimes make noises and stuff, but you know.
Yeah, okay.
Yum.
Yeah, and so we started chatting that night, and normally I wouldn't really like say anything. Like I'm an introvert, to be honest, but I guess drinking two bottles of wine can really like bring me out. So then the next day, I decided, like, it's fine, let's FaceTime.
That way you can make a good impression instead of trying to FaceTime when you're two bottles deep.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, my friend was even surprised I even, like, swiped, but it's fine. So, yeah, we chatted a couple of times for about a month.
Okay.
And then, yeah, he travels a lot for work and everything. So he hadn't been home in weeks, and then while we were talking, he was waiting for a flight, and he offered to make dinner for me whenever he got back into town.
Oh, very nice.
Okay.
I have this huge kitchen, and, you know, it doesn't get used enough, so I thought that I would invite him over, and it was actually really cool. Like, he knew how to cook a ton of stuff, and we had just the best time.
Oh, that's nice.
it was a really good meal and everything too. So since then, every time he's been back in town, he like comes over, we hang out. We've been doing that for like 2 months now. But lately, I feel like he's just been distancing himself from me. Says he got a promotion at work, which is really awesome.
Yeah,
really
he could be busy.
Yeah, but he said he had to go out of the country for his job. So we've only texted and FaceTime like a couple of times this month. A friend of mine texted me and asked if I was out with Tanner. I told her no, I was at home. And then she swears that she saw him downtown, like with a couple of people.
While he's supposed to be out of the country?
Mm. Exactly.
Uh-oh.
So what'd you do?
Well, I called him and then I got his voicemail and he told me that he was really, really busy. And I asked if he was back in town and he's like, yeah, so sorry. Like my plans got changed. I got back early and, you know, he hasn't even texted or called me at all or like tried to come see me or anything. Oh, and I know he liked my kitchen, so...
So when your friend may have seen him out and about, they actually might have seen him.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh. Well, and with him saying that he's in town, like, it had to have been him.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he have said, like, hey, I got back early.
Yeah, here I am.
Meet up for drinks or something.
Not hanging out with you, but being back and going out with other people definitely seems like that was on purpose.
Exactly. And it's like we have a really great time. So it's not like, you know, boring or something when we're hanging out. We have a really
That was a lot. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It's a lot of information, and it seems like everything should be fine in what you've told us. But the fact that he came back and didn't let you know he was back and he's out rolling around with some friends.
Yeah, it's a little strange.
Seems that maybe he's not around you for a reason. Whether he's disinterested for some reason now. Or...
Does he have another person? Is he another relationship that he's in that you guys are...
Man, right to him.
Well, man, I'm just
questioning everything right now. I mean, because that's...
Yeah, you are. Oh, boy.
Well, I guess
if
you're
possible,
saying, like, the
he's got seven
with.
Children and...
God,
he was at one of his kids' birthday parties.
One of his kids. Yeah, Coryell's got kids she doesn't know about.
No, I
freaking...
not.
Does he also go by Nick Cannon? I mean,
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah,
all Tyreek's got 10 kids.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Okay, all the speculation's over.
Yeah,
I don't know. We got nothing.
Andrea,
to be honest with you,
since you gave us Tanner's number, we're more than willing to give him a call and see if we can figure things out for you. And if we can sort things out, we'd be more than willing to pay for you guys to go out for dinner, okay?
Awesome. That sounds great. Thank you.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick Show.
Hi, what do you think it is? Does he have a secret family or somebody else he's in a relationship with? Is it just a simple misunderstanding on why he went out without her? When he got back and didn't let her know he was back in town. There's a lot of different variables that could come up with dating or dumping.
Yes, and sometimes you can even give us the real hard-hitting ones, like maybe it's because she's the werewolf and she's embarrassed. I mean, you can really just speculate at all, like, on anything.
Exactly. So do that in GIF form because...
GIF form is the best form.
Do that at Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969, to be a part of dating or dumping.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Lots of guesses coming in for what's going on between Andrea and Tanner. Randall on X says there's a 100% chance this dude is married or has another girlfriend. No offense, but she's dumb enough to fall for the I travel for work bet.
Oh, yeah?
Brother B says she's the side chick and she was way too clingy when they were together.
On Facebook, got a message, travels an awful lot. Seems like another relationship. Also got a text that says, oh, my Lanta, Miss K, which is his, like, preteen daughter, just said maybe he wanted a foodie call. And that's when you just, like, agree to go on a date, basically, just to get free food.
Just to get free food.
Maybe.
too. Let's find out from Tanner what's going on between him and Andrea and if we can help out.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Tanner.
This is he?
Tanner Heights, JP, Coryell, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
What is this?
You better believe it.
We do a morning show every day on the radio, and we
voted best in Nebraska last year.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for putting that in there, Nick. You know, we got to
toss that out. Big deal.
Self-promote a little bit. We're calling on behalf of somebody who you've been seeing for a little bit, and she's a little concerned about you and her relationship. When talking to Andrea, she wanted us to try to figure out what's going on with you and her.
she called the radio to see why.
Yeah, she got a hold of us.
Yeah, basically.
We sleuth stuff.
Yeah, cool. This is what we do. We do relationship assistance, basically.
Yeah.
And she mentioned that you guys have been hanging out for a couple months, chatting a bit on FaceTime, too, and texting and calling, and then you came back to town. Did you really come back to town and not call or text her or go by her place when you got back into town?
I mean, yeah, you know, I was kind of thinking about breaking it off with her, man.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Yeah, she seems nice.
I mean, she's nice. Like, I like her a lot, but, you know, we've had fun, but she never goes out. She never leaves her apartment.
Okay. Oh, a homebody.
I feel like it's extreme. Like, I don't mind sometimes, but it's like we have not ever gone outside, like, together anywhere.
What if she's a vampire? Huh. You can't be out in daylight.
There it is. That might actually
Jeez
be it.
Louise,
Husker Nick, you're on it.
Thank you.
She might be just a really big introvert that doesn't like to go outside the house.
She did say she was introverted.
Yeah.
Or a vampire. Dude.
So you guys have just hung out at her place then?
Yeah, I mean, I made dinner for her at her house, and the next time it was like pizza, binge watch a show, and then the next time it's like have some friends over and play cards and stuff, and it's like, wow, I expected by now to at least go on one date, like, outside of the house.
And okay. She hasn't even really pushed for that, or?
No, not at all.
It's kind of just hanging at her place.
Have you asked her?
I mean, I've hinted. I haven't really been, like, I guess super direct about it.
Yeah.
But I've kind of been like, yeah, it'd be nice to go out sometime.
Okay, so, Tanner, you snuck into town just so you could go out?
That, by the way, Tanner, Andrea's on the phone. This is Date Him or Dump Him.
Yeah, sorry, Andrea. I mean, I did. I feel like you never want to go out.
Okay, that's bullshit. You never offer to go out anywhere. Like, I only get you for a portion of the day, and it's usually at night. And I'm home from work for the day, and then once I switch into my sweats, I'm not going to go back out.
Okay. I mean, I can relate.
It takes a lot to get you out of your sweatpants,
Coral. I already have my sleepy pants on.
You usually work at home, though. Like, you almost, like, I mean, you go out some to your, like, your office, but, like, you mostly work at home.
I never know when you're going to come over.
Hmm.
And, like, I totally do leave my apartment. Like, I go into work sometimes, and I love to go shopping, and I even go out for drinks and with friends and everything like that. But I have to know in advance. Like, I'm too old for this to, like, go out and go bar hopping. Like, once I'm home, I'm home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, unless you have a specific reason or plan or something like that, like, already made, right? Like, would you, okay, I guess, if he said, I would like to do dinner and drink tonight, and you start at, like, 7 o'clock, you can only assume you're not coming home for a couple hours at least. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I'd be fine with that if I'm not already in my sweats. Like, I have to know in advance.
But that's the thing, though, is if he says, let's do that, then that just means you can't put on your sweatpants at 6:45 and say, oop, too late.
As fun as that sounds, though. I mean,
as fun as it sounds.
This is true.
I mean, if he was, like, actually thinking about me and wanting to hang out, you would think he would text me, like, at lunchtime or something like that, so I can be prepared for it.
Yeah, yeah. It's the needing to know in advance for you, so... So, I guess, like, here on out, you have to give her kind of a heads up if you want to go do something with that work.
Tanner, are you, like, you were initially thinking about breaking up with her because she never leaves her place, but it sounds like she does and be more than willing to, as long as she knows there's plans to be had. If we set up dinner for you guys to go out on us on a Friday at a restaurant at 6 o'clock at night.
Do you think that both of you could handle that?
I would be down for it.
You know, I am used to a certain level of spontaneity, but, like, I'd be okay with, like, as long as that's, like, the actual rule and it's not just, like, oh, I'm already, like you said, I'm already in my sweats at 7 in the morning, you know?
If you're going to make plans to get together at some point in that day, just maybe you just secure that day as the day you guys are hanging out. And don't put your sweats on until the day is completely done.
Until you
done.
Get back from all of the him-hawing around.
I guess, yeah. How does that sound, Andrea?
Just go out in your sweats, too, by the way. Why not?
Oh, yeah. Coriel goes out in her sweats and slides all the time. It doesn't even matter what day it is.
Yeah.
She's wearing them now. I mean,
she gets all gussied up for her man.
That's right. That's what I call that. Gussying up.
These are my good sweats.
These are my $7.99 on sale joggers from Joe Fresh, the Hy-Vee clothing brand.
Boom. That's a thing?
They got rid of it now.
And then she winks at him after she says that.
I go, hey, babe, guess what? Wearing my Joe Fresh tonight.
Hey, hey.
And he's like, wow.
My fancy sweats.
What a
Jackson's
treat.
Like, I've got my dad's underwear on. So.
So, okay. Two peas in a pot.
I think it was just a bit of a misunderstanding. I'm glad we've had this dialogue with you guys.
Well, in setting like, it's not a boundary. That's not the word.
Expectation.
Thank you. That's the word. Like, she will go out, but you got to give her the heads up.
Does that make sense, Tanner?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, I can work with that. I think that's reasonable.
Okay. Andrea, you still into this?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. All right.
That
sounds fun. Well, then we will take care of dinner for you guys. You just let us know what day and time you'd like to get together for dinner, and we'll make sure it happens, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks for being on the show, and best of luck.
Thanks for your help.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Got a message from Alexis that says, thank God you guys are around to fix these idiots.
Oh, man.
And the fact that they argued about whether or not she leaves her apartment just blows my mind.
I mean, I still think that's a valid thing to be kind of worried about when you're trying to meet someone and you're like, do you just have to always stay home?
Right.
That's a point of contention for some people.
Yeah, so, she needs to like just take a deep breath and say, you know what, today feels like diff tip.
Feels like a diff tip day.
Yeah, diff tip day.
Yeah. Do it for the plot.
Do it for the plot. Get out there and be a part of it.
That's what she needed to do there.
We are here to diff tip with you, so be sure to let us know if you have any dating issues. We're here for it with Dinner and Dump 'Em every Tuesday and Thursday. Reach out Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969, to be on the show.
Oh, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Yeah, so chances are you've had some sticker shock over a tax bill at some point.
Or maybe I get a shock at just any bill ever. Golly.
Yeah. This one is super bad. A man in Pennsylvania named Barry got two pieces of tax information in the mail last week. The first was a refund check from the federal government for $900.
Oh, nice.
The second one was a tax bill saying he owed the state $34 billion.
Hmm. Billion with a B?
With a B.
That makes me feel less bad about how much I paid in for taxes this year.
Oh, my gosh.
Barry's like, there might be a blunder here, especially since I make less than $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
So earlier this year, Barry's tax preparer noticed a mistake on his 2022 return and filed an amendment. He doesn't know how the $34 billion error was made, if the tax preparer made a mistake or if there was a glitch in the tax system. In any event, he was able to get through to the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue and get the situation resolved. They said it was an isolated incident that involved the wrong numbers being inputted. So,
well, yeah, you would hope.
Yeah, that's a pretty big mistake to make.
Oh, my gosh. You know, this reminds me, I saw this on TikTok the other day, but a guy, he showed the bill and everything. He was charged like, it showed the bill. He was being charged like millions of dollars for his phone bill.
Oh, Lord.
And it was another deal like that where it's just sort of like,
oops.
Someone hit like the wrong, hit too many zeros, or the keyboard was stuck, or things like that.
See, and I thought you were going to bring up the fact that you broke the back window of the stationed vehicle.
Well, I also thought about, I also thought about coming to these people's aid, the people who made the mistakes at work.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to happen. It can happen to anybody.
Yeah, this does happen.
I busted out the back window of our former Kix vehicle, which was, what was that?
The locomotive. You were at
But like, what is it? I can't remember what it is.
It's like a Durango or something.
I don't know. It's built like a brick, you know what house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this thing's been through hell and back. And then, of course, little old me finds a way to bust out the entire window. The glass is so thick, too, but it was because the top kind of opened up, and then the doors in the middle opened out, and there were speakers on the inside.
Right, so you popped the speakers open.
I popped the speakers open. We were on East Campus for a UNL welcome day type of thing, whatever, and an individual in like a motorized wheelchair was coming down the sidewalk. They were kind of zipping, though. They were going fast.
Are you blaming this on that person?
No, I'm just saying.
Did she just blame a person in a motorized wheelchair for this?
No, I'm just saying. They were coming by very fast.
She's diff-tipping it right now.
And I was clearly in the way. So I, like, knee-jerk reaction went to shut the side doors up, prop open with the speakers. But I had already shut down the top hatch.
Interesting.
And at some point in, like, the the mechanism of it, like where it's connected or something, it just, I applied too much pressure and the whole thing just goes.
Question.
It hits the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Follow up question.
Yes.
Yes.
After you did this, did you turn around and yell at the person in the wheelchair?
No, I turn around. I turn around and I'm like, did anybody hear that? Thinking like, truly, maybe I could get by with it. And I think music stopped, actually.
Did they point and
people
laugh at you?
All looked everybody, and they were like, what is happening? Looked at you. Yeah. No, it was a good thing it happened on East Campus because all these good old boys had their, like, good old boys, good old gals, all the farm kids clean had their kits. Hefty gloves and stuff, so they helped me okay. clean up. But to this day,
no, we
there
still have that
still
vehicle.
Loose chunks yeah. of ice.
Like
glass.
We were taking the speakers and everything out of it to put in the new vehicle, and you, all of a sudden you're like, what is, oh my gosh, this is still pieces of glass.
You'll hear a little rattling around every once in a while, mm-hmm. and it's just
in my
the
heart,
remnants of my chaos.
In my heart, you turned around and just yelled, I blame this on the guy!
Oh no! Could you imagine? Oh,
okay, wheelchair guy. You're just like,
excuse you.
Guy. Yeah, why don't you watch where you're
but
going,
truly,
buddy?
I mean, it is funny because if I would have just chilled, it would have been fine. I mean, there was limited space, but man. I mean, they know how to maneuver. I mean, they do. They would
everything.
Not have been coming full force at me if they didn't think they could shoot the gap. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but I was trying
gosh.
To be kind and like shove yeah. it in a little further.
Oh my God! Wait,
mark that 757.
Hey, like on the just before that, I wish I was gonna be here Friday because she literally was like, we could like play that audio and go. She was talking about people in wheelchairs.
Stop.
Like, good Lord, Coriel. B.
I have a stomachache.
So mark it for.
Oh my gosh!
But anyone would have done the same thing. Anyone would have done the same thing. Right. It was all happening so fast.
You just reacted. It's just something.
I just
did.
Reacted.
Your biggest mistake at work. We're gonna have you tell us your mistakes to not only make this other person feel great, but also Corey will feel better about herself.
Can I also mention a friend of mine's?
Yes, please.
When she was working in the food industry when she was in high school, her summer going into college. So she should have known better.
Okay.
She was not paying any attention, and she served a meal to somebody who had extreme dietary restrictions. So thank God somebody caught it before they took their first bite. This person was allergic to peanuts. That is a huge mistake. Huge mistake. Tell us yours. What are you doing?
I'm marking it to everything Coriel said.
Oh, all I can see was your eyes down and you were mumbling. I'm like, what is
he's
there
marking
something going
everything
on?
She said in that segment to use.
For out of context contest. But yeah,
well,
hey,
on Facebook,
let us know. Yeah,
on
your
Facebook,
mistakes.
KX969, for your chance to win some SIP Nebraska tickets. What is your biggest mistake at work? Or if you know someone's story, the biggest mistakes you've made at work.
Time to play JP Makes His Guess, giving you a chance to win your way to SIP Nebraska.
Aw, yeah.
Big event, the 11th Annual Spring Festival at Mahoney State Park, and you got to be 21 and over to win this week. Because it's tickets to SIP Nebraska. And playing the game today with Coriel is Corey. Good morning, Corey.
Morning.
And with Nick is Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer.
Yes.
All right, perfect. All right, so today... great. We're gonna
just
have
so you
sound.
Know, we got a new. Yeah. So here's the deal: we got a new phone system, and now there's all these beeps and clicks and pops and things happening. So just ignore them.
Please keep calling in, so that way we
stop
have a beep
in.
The entire
time. No, you're good, Corey and Jennifer. Stay right there. You're fine.
Yeah, okay. Just keep calling in, people. Let's do it.
No. Everybody else, stop calling.
Nick, you are so chaotic. Husker Nick is just here for chaos. Okay, let's get the show on the road so we can limit beeps.
Yeah, chance to win SIP Nebraska tickets. Today is Johnny Galecki,
okay,
who played Leonard Hofstetter on Big Bang Theory. He's 49 today.
Okay.
Really?
Happy birthday, Johnny
Galecki.
Galecki.
You think he's the one that's trying to call in right
Maybe.
Now?
Maybe.
Jerk better not be.
Could be.
So I have... the top 10 best sitcoms of the 2000s.
Sitcoms of the 2000s?
So the last 24 years, the best sitcoms of the 2000s.
Ooh.
Okay.
And it looks like Coriel won last time, so Nick and Jennifer get to go first.
Okay.
Nick's all right. about the beeps right now.
Best sitcoms of the 2000s. What's been the main show everybody's been watching? What do we got here?
I'm going to say Friends.
Yeah.
Say that again, Friends?
Friends.
That's a good one.
Friends.
Friends is not in the top 10.
What?
It's not in the top 10. It might have been in the 90s.
It started in 1994.
Yeah, I thought it started in the 90s.
It had its prime in the 90s, okay. But yeah, it did wrap up in its 2000s. Not the number one, not in the top 10. That is.
Since Corey's my teammate, and we've got the power of the Corys here, do you want to go with Modern Family?
Is Corey even there?
Corey, are you even there?
He might be trying to dial
there
in.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Corey, can you hear us?
Corey, do you want to go with Modern Family?
If that's what you think, I'll go with you.
I feel like it's. I feel like this has got to be on the list.
Modern Family's in at number 4.
Nice. Okay. Sorry, I wanted to nail that down because I thought that there was a shot at maybe number 1 with that one, Corey.
All right, so Corey and Coryell have got a point. Jennifer and Nick, the top 10 best sitcoms of the 2000s on Johnny Galecki's birthday.
I like How I Met Your Mother was one of my favorite ones.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. Let's go with that.
How I Met Your Mother came in at number 3.
Ooh,
on the list.
Nice.
Oh. Back to Corey.
Corey, do you have an idea?
How about Big Bang Theory?
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory, yeah, being it's Johnny Galecki's birthday and everything. Big Bang Theory is the number one answer.
What? Corey, yes.
Nice job, buddy. I mean,
sweet.
That's perfect. So
good job,
point
good job.
And a half goes to Corey and Coryell. Jennifer and Nick need this one to stay in the game. Top 10
we
best sitcoms of the 2000s.
We have 2.5 points, don't we?
Yeah, you have 2.5. They need this one to stay in the game, is what I said.
Was right. The Office during this time?
It's one of Coryell's favorite shows, The Office.
I never really
watched
it.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. I'm going to go with The Office.
Let's go with The Office.
Yep. Office came in at number 2. Okay.
That was my next one.
Yeah.
But you know what? I got a decent idea, Corey. Yeah. If you don't have one, do you have one for the top 10 list?
I don't have one right off the top of my head. I'm trying to think of one.
I was thinking of Parks and Rec then.
Oh, I knew I'd lead you right to this.
Yep. I'm going to go with Parks and Rec, Corey.
That's good.
Show me Parks and Rec.
Come on, show me.
For the win.
For the win. Yes!
Nice job. Way to go.
Now you got it.
Nailed it.
So the top 10 best sitcoms of the 2000s, Family Guy slides in at number 10.
Oh.
2.5 Men at number 9.
Wow.
Parks and Rec at number 8. Malcolm in the Middle at 7.
Oh.
Scrubs at 6.
I thought about Scrubs too.
That 70s Show, it's at number 5.
No.
Then you guys got the top 4. Modern Family at 4. How I Met Your Mother at 3. The Office at 2. And Big Bang Theory, the number one answer.
Wow.
And Corey and Coryell teamed up to CNC Music Factory.
Corey's
got
squared.
Themselves some SIP Nebraska tickets.
Woo, I was distracted by the beeping phone call. That was coming in. That's what it was.
Well, good gravy. Like, the mental note to tell IT.
I'm sure our general manager is listening right now. I hope you are.
I hope she was the one calling in.
She's the
one. Do you think Katie was the one calling in to egg it on?
I think so.
Oh, God. I'm going to pull my hair out.
As soon as she heard you say you were going to punch a hole in the wall, she was like, oh.
She's like, let's light this candle.
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations, Corey.
Tip.
You've got some SIP Nebraska tickets. Jennifer, thanks for playing. Keep trying. We've got more tickets to give away. That is JP Nexus guest for today. Yeah, you got that yum, yum. What is tasty on this Tuesday with Coryell?
Well, let me give you a little history lesson.
Oh, okay.
This is about something that I think people typically have them for, like, sporting event tailgate parties.
Okay.
You might have them for quick fix little things for, like kids' birthday party gatherings at your house or something. You might even have it around Christmas. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Duct tape?
What? Duct tape? No.
Like you describe it like we're going to fix something at the tailgate and at a birthday party.
I say you fix them up for something.
Oh.
I say you, what? Yeah, I say you fix these up for that. I'm talking about pigs in a blanket.
Oh.
The first written record of pigs in a blanket, actually, thanks to Betty Crocker. It was in her book, Cooking for Kids, in 1957. So the 50s gets a lot of credit for pigs in a blanket, but actually they might be as old as the 1600s. Because it said that field laborers in England of the 1600s had what was essentially the same dish. They put meat inside of, like, dough, which was an obvious solution for like a quick nourishing meal on the go. That also kind of just sounds like a runza, to be honest. I guess it kind of depends on what form the meat was in. Other legends attribute its creation to the Far East, claiming Asian cultures put fish in a similar role. Hmm. The legend claims that Americans copy the dish with hot dogs and biscuits after the fact. They're typically, you know, small in size, so you can eat in one or two bites. You can eat a lot of them. For this reason, they're usually served as an appetizer or hors d'oeuvre to be accompanied by main dishes, obviously. So, like I said, tailgate parties.
There you go.
Little quick finger
that
foods
makes
for
sense.
Picnics or, like, kids' birthday parties.
Way better
like that.
Than duct tape, yeah.
Way, way better than duct tape. Also, specifically because this is actually edible and duct tape is not.
That's a good diff tip.
That's...
I'm kidding.
If you're just jumping in, by the way, diff tip stands for do it for the plot, which is now...
That's why I added the duct tape. I was doing it for the plot.
Which is now what people are saying basically other than YOLO.
Exactly.
It takes place of the word YOLO. Oh, my Lanta. So then I looked up, okay, let's say finger foods and stuff. When is National Picnic Day? Because I feel like
the summertime?
A picnic thing. Yeah, it's June 18th.
Okay. Makes sense.
So let's say this is already picnic day. Okay, National Picnic Day.
Rhyme.
How are you celebrating? What are you packing?
Ooh, for a picnic, yeah.
Because picked in a blanket takes some pre-preparation, but so it do does. Sandwiches. Like, unless you buy, I know a lot of the stuff you can buy pre-made and all that stuff, so I get it. But if you're already going to be doing some pre-making, baking, cooking, whatever, pre-packaging.
Right.
You can bring along just about anything you want-ish.
Ooh.
Pigs in a blanket usually stand, you know,
if you're gonna make
different temperatures for a little while. Yeah. I mean, they're hot dogs, for God's sakes.
If you're going to make something for a picnic, deviled eggs.
Oh, solid. JP, that's solid.
Tasty treat. Actually, we've got a couple of big things for you.
Ooh.
First of all, tomorrow's Workplace Wednesday, so if you want to get in for the Maze Popcorn Bar.
Yes.
And shout out your coworkers, you can do that on our website at kckx.com to be a part of Workplace Wednesday. And every Wednesday, we give up a bunch of shout outs. At the end of the month, we give somebody a party, basically, with Maze Popcorn. All the popcorn for you and your coworkers.
I know. Isn't that awesome? Tasty little treat. It's crunchy. It's savory. It's sweet. It's salty. It's all the things.
You got to get it in today for Workplace Wednesday tomorrow or even the next time around. We also will have night two of Zach Bryan at CHI. We will be back DJ's Dugout.
Night two, baby.
Our friend Tyler Anthony will be back up playing live again from 4:30 to 6:30.
And last night's pre-party was awesome. Dwayne Bryan, Zach's dad, hosted a little tornado relief auctioning off Tyler Anthony's set list and raised about $835.
Almost $1,000. That's beautiful.
For the Kix crew to hand off. And shout out to Terry for donating big time with that.
Yeah.
There was a Kyle that donated too. And then a handful of people gave Rob some cash. So we've contacted Omaha Super Rapid sweet. Response Team, and we're putting that money towards helping families.
And then also, speaking of Zach Bryan and the show and helping out families.
Yes. So not only did Zach Bryan get into town early and then actually was boots on the ground with his team and help clean up after the tornado on Friday, but we have a friend and listener named Sarah Jepson who messaged the page and said this. Hey, super random, super late, but I have two tickets to Zach Bryan tomorrow, being the show tonight, 4-30, that I am unable to use. I'm wondering if you have any families or contact to families that may have been impacted or displaced by the recent tornadoes that would maybe like to attend the concert. I will donate my tickets, not great seats, top tier of the stadium, but free tickets. So if you have been displaced by the tornado on Friday, the tornadoes, plural, on Friday.
Right.
If you've been displaced, if you need a break, you need to...
you deserve a
You need
break.
A sense of normalcy for like one moment.
Yeah.
If you've been displaced, if your family members or friends have been displaced and you know that they would enjoy a night out for a Zach Bryan concert, please message the page on Facebook, KX969. She's holding this until 10 a.m. and then she'll make the choice. She's already spoken highly about wishing she had so many other tickets to give.
Right.
But if you would like to be considered for this free pair of tickets, a night out being donated so graciously by Sarah Jepsen, please message the page KX969. Again, try to get that in by like 10 or a hair after 10 a.m. if you can, just to leave time for contacting individuals. So
yeah,
yep, if that describes you at all, go ahead, message the page KX969. Sarah may just be able to hand off some tickets to you. And
thank you to Sarah for helping us treat somebody who's been through a lot.
Yes,
it's just a beautiful thing.
Also, just to weed out scammers, unfortunately, you will need to provide some type of proof if you can, which is so crappy to even have to say that, but that's the world that we live in. So if that is the case, please make sure you attach some type of proof. But if you'd like consideration for that, please message the page KX969.
All right, thank you very much for hanging out with us. We'll see you guys up at DJ's Dugout tomorrow. We'll be back as well with Couples Therapy Wednesday. Have a great one.